children can fall behind academically over a summer break. As WUSF's Carrie Sheridan reports, a free elementary school program in Sarasota County is trying to end what's known as the summer slide, particularly among low-income kids.
What is my big number today?
15.
Can any of the numbers be bigger than 15?
No.
This is the Summer Learning Academy at Sarasota's Alta Vista Elementary School. It's just like school, but with a much smaller class size. 8 third graders, wearing school uniforms, are paying close attention as they sit cross-legged on the floor, working out a math problem on small eraser boards. Classes run all day for the first 6 weeks of the summer, and it's free for students from kindergarten all the way up to fourth grade. The purpose is to keep children learning so they don't lose knowledge over the summer. In another classroom, fourth grader Olivia Shelder Luera and three classmates are building a desk out of wood planks and rubber joints. This program has been at Alta Vista since 2012, and Olivia has been there all along.
We get to build robotics, we have to do science, math missions, and usually we get to have fun.
Amy Edelkind heads the Summer Learning Academy at nearby Tuttle Elementary, one of 11 Sarasota County Title I schools with the program, and where most of the children come from low-income families.
We try to keep it fun and have fun things that you don't get to do during the school year, like painting and shaving cream on the desks and playing with Play-Doh. They're fun toys and fun things to do, but they're tied to education. So they read a story like Rainbow Fish, and then they get to paint their own rainbow fish.
She says enrollment doubled between last year and this year. Now 200 students are enrolled at Tuttle. But there's one thing.
I'd like to see more students, if you want my honest opinion.
She says there's room for more. Money isn't an issue. At first, funding came solely from the Community Foundation of Sarasota. Now the district pays about $1.5 million for the academic portion, and philanthropy pays for enrichment activities in the afternoon. Officials estimate the total cost at $1.9 million. That boils down to about $1,500 per student. The Community Foundation of Sarasota's Kirsten Russell says they fund it because they see a correlation with good scores on Florida Standards Assessments, or FSA tests.
The first group of students who were incoming kindergartners in 2012, when they took their FSA in third grade, if they had completed all 4 years of summer learning, they were proficient on their reading.
Without summer school, studies show children can forget some of what they learned during the year. Teachers then have to play catch-up, reviewing last year's material in the first weeks of school. It's a phenomenon known as the summer slide. Early research in the 1980s showed that low-income children lost more ground than wealthier peers in the summer. Megan Kufeld, a research scientist at the nonprofit Northwest Evaluation Association in Oregon, says more recent research shows that this achievement gap also widens during the school year.
But summertime is definitely a time where, on average, students are still losing some ground. So summer programs and reading and things like that can be really influential to help students stay on track for school the next year.
Sarasota Schools Superintendent Todd Bowden says he's not concerned about academic rigor in the summer program. He just wants kids there.
It's one of the very few instructional programs that if you tell me at the end of the summer you didn't learn a thing, but you didn't lose anything, I consider it a win because we get you back in August the way you left out of our schools in May.
Bowden says he hopes the program will continue to grow so that all low-income students can go if they want. Carrie Sheridan, WUSF 89.7 News.